welcome back to Don't Look Under the Bed. And for those of you joining us for the first time, welcome in. We hope that you will subscribe, share, and review the show. This week, Nikki and I discuss Smurf season. No, not the blue creatures led by Papa Smurf and antagonized by Gargamel. Smurf, as in the market segment representing social, military, educational, religious, and fraternal groups. Common events include weddings, family reunions, sports tournaments, religious retreats, multicultural events, and LGBTQIA+ groups. Smurf groups come in all sizes with a variety of needs and budgets. Attendees will typically pay out of pocket to attend the event. It's also important to note that the planners are usually volunteers and not professional meeting planners. So be patient and take the time to explain the process. Smurf is an important market segment, and groups should be treated with the same level of care and attention as any corporate group. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to Don't Look Under the Bed. I'm Robin.
And I'm Nikki.
Hey, friend. How are you?
Good, good, good. Just
how is your summer summering?
It is busy, and this triple digit heat is just very interesting. Man. Yeah.
The hot is hot.
Yeah, the hot is hot. The summer is summering.
It is. And yes. Summertime is the time for obviously summer vacations, and you know, the kids are out of school, and for us, we're still working, so it's Smurf season for us.
Very much so. And to anybody who is listening, who does not know what Smurf season is, that is your social, military, reunion, fraternity, sorority, almost like soft groups, hobby groups, mm-hmm. special interest groups, yep. All of those are tucked under Smurf. So we're not seeing little blue people, but that market is often referred to as Smurf, or I think a couple years ago they called it the Infinity Market.
They called it the Infinity Market, yeah, because it also includes multicultural, religious, LGBTQIA, all of that is under the Smurf umbrella. And typically, the rates are lower. Mm-hmm. In the summer, there's more availability, and we have more opportunity to book some of these groups where the corporate segment is not necessarily traveling. With that is they're typically weekend groups. And so here in Houston, where it's H-A-W-T, like hot, we've got screaming deals. So we get a lot of
screaming deals.
We get a lot of Smurf groups, fraternal and family reunions, and just all the things that we have described. So what's going on with you?
Well, yes, we are deep in the heart of Smurf season.
Yes.
Yes. On property, which is great. You know, it really is. It's great. It's it can fill the hotel if it's booked correctly.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes we don't always get it right when we're booking the groups, or sometimes the groups have special needs,
yeah,
that you really have to pay attention, because ultimately you want all guests to feel appreciated and valued for their business and just have a good experience with us.
Yeah. There's an art to layering groups, right?
There really is. Yeah. And when you're on the front end of the booking, you're the person, you know, laying the bricks in there to plan for the group.
Yeah.
Sometimes in our roles, as people come and go, you show up at a property and it's already booked. It's already a definite piece of business. So you're just trying to make the best outcome out of what you have available. And, you know, that requires being creative with what you're able to offer the groups. And everybody, I always am reminded of every guest feels like their event is the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's how we need to come into it. This is this person's Super Bowl, whether it's 30 people or 300 people. This is a big deal for them. What can we do, you know, to show them our very best and make sure they have a good time, just having a good time in the hotel. So I recently had a situation where we have a group that's more of a special interest group.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a family reunion.
Yeah.
And they're all booked together over the same weekend, and they both have very specific needs.
Right.
And so I found myself sitting in different meetings, you know, just trying to find the way, how can we make sure that everyone is happy, that everyone has a good time, and people just, you know, that's it. They're having a good time.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Do you find that there are times when you need to keep them separated from one another? Do you find where you have to disclose one group to another? What is the process there? I mean, because it could get dicey. For instance, I remember having a corporate group, and it was a product launch, and they were, you know, they had presentations, they had, you know, obviously a number of speakers, and it was an event where they really needed to be able to concentrate. Well, next door, there was a, I want to say it was maybe a church group, and they were having a revival. So there was amplifiers and there was music, you know, and there was singing. And so that needed to be discussed, you know, obviously internally with the hotel teams, with the, you know, it needed to be disclosed to the group that needed the quiet. So how do you navigate that?
Well, and I think you almost have to, the disclosure part, you know, it's weird because you don't have to tell them, but you know it's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So and if you ever want to see them again or anybody they might tell, you need to tell them.
You need to fix it. Yes.
Yeah, you need to fix it, and sooner is better.
Yeah.
And because that gives you time to lay out your plan, figure out what, you know, what you're going to do. And it's hard because unless the group has the whole hotel or the whole ballroom, you really can't say, if your ballroom splits in fourths, I'm going to give you A and B and I'm going to give you C and D, or, you know what, I'm not going to sell C and D because I have them in A and B. Like, that doesn't always work.
This is a for-profit business that we're in, and we cannot have the ballroom just empty because you have to have peace and quiet. I mean, so several conversations need to happen. So in the case that I'm speaking of, I went to the group that was having the revival just to have them turn it down just a little, you know, because it didn't have to be as loud as it was. I could literally hear it in the lobby. So I know if I could hear it in the lobby, the group next door, their hair was probably on fire. So it was just like, okay, But does that go back to qualifying questions? You know,
well,
during the sales process, it's like, okay, when you're booking this business opportunity and you're having a, you know, you're thinking it's a church service maybe, but do you go ahead and ask, okay, are you going to have a choir singing and music and amplifiers? I mean, what needs to happen?
Yeah, I do. If you're the individual or you're the sales manager who actually gets to qualify the piece of business, I think you do have to ask people like, hey, are you going to have instruments? Are you going to have a choir? You know, just to let you know, you're not in a space with a hard wall. There, you know, would you be interested in taking the space next door as well? So that, you know, that way we don't have to worry about another group coming into it or even, you know, let me give you first right of refusal. I'm going to hold that space. But if somebody comes up, I'm going to come back to you and say, hey, XYZ wants to be next door. What would you like to do?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you just have to make those hard calls.
Yeah.
Sometimes when there's, let's just say, like one time I booked a dog club. It was for a specific breed of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even though you love Fluffy and that's your buddy or whatever, the guy across the hall might not.
Yeah, true.
So I think it's a balancing act of you have to tell people, hey, we're going to have dogs in the hotel, or depending on how your property is set up, maybe you can shift people around to where they're not so much on top of each other. And then sometimes you have to ask yourself, is this the right piece of business for us?
Ah, there you go.
You know,
and again, it goes back to revenue management, booking the right opportunity at the right time at the right price. So if you know that there is a pharma group already booked in the space, you probably do not want to share that space with a church choir, you know.
Yeah.
But back to your example, you had something recently that happened. What happened there?
Well, we had one group that, and this was booked prior my arrival.
Yeah.
You know, prior to my arrival.
Yeah.
On property. And it's kind of strange. Like, we had a group, they wanted to have a pool party. So they booked out the pool, closed it to all hotel guests. In my coming up, we've never closed the pool. Like, you can be out there, but other guests, you know, it's open to the public. So if other guests come, you know, but the pool has been closed for a private function. Well, we have another group with a lot of children where they were counting on being able to use the pool.
Yeah.
Why not? You're at the hotel. It's there. That's just kind of what it is. And so lucky for us, we have a neighboring full service property where we're going to be able to use their pool.
Okay.
So one of the groups will get shuttled, even though it's an inconvenience, but you know, it's like you're choosing the better solution.
Yeah.
You know, because then people start complaining and you're doing guests, you know, recon the entire weekend, trying to make people happy.
Mm-hmm. So it's a whole weekend of recovery because they saw on the website that you have a pool, it's triple digits here, and their kids are going to be able to go swimming. And then they get there and then they find out it's a private party and a buyout. And you came up with a solution that was workable for everybody. So hopefully that was received well. But that's a quandary though, you know,
it is to
have to even think about doing that. So you have to spend hard dollars on that solution. You got to get a bus.
I was going to say that
pay
you
for it.
Yeah.
To keep your customer happy.
Yeah, I think you always have to ask yourself, you know, sometimes are these is it worth it?
Yeah.
You know, I think you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? Does it make sense? Is this, yeah, you know, just is this something we need to be doing?
Yeah.
For lack of a better word. And you may not be the individual who initiates the booking. And yeah. So then you're going with a choice that somebody else made.
Yeah. Wow. That's tough. Well, I'm glad it worked out, and hopefully the client, both sets of clients, were satisfied with the result of that.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. And even in explaining it to them, it's like, there is no perfect answer. You know, you have one group with 200 rooms. You have another group with 100 rooms. They're sharing the space. So,
yeah,
you know, nobody has complete buyout.
Right.
Yeah. Of the properties, but mm-hmm. you can't say, well, I'm not going to sell this because this isn't in here. You know, what do? You got to come up with some kind of solution.
You do. We had our reunion earlier this month, and we were the only group in the hotel.
Nice.
Using the space. So, you know, obviously we took up everything that we possibly could, but I can imagine that if they had another inquiry and needed some space, we would have been sharing it with, you know, someone else or another group. As a planner for this reunion, I would have been curious to know, okay, what are they going to be doing next door to me? You know, and is what we're doing going to disturb them? So
right?
it's just being considerate, and it is a balancing act. And again, this is Smurf season. So if you have somebody that wants to come to Houston in triple digit weather, we're going to look at all of it, right?
We are.
Everything is going to be considered.
And nothing is off the table.
Yeah. Nothing
is off the table.
I think that's the bottom line, is like, we're going to look at all of it because this is not peak season at all for us. This is a time where, again, you can get a screaming deal if you're coming to Houston in the middle of July and it's like 103 degrees.
So it's true.
I think that's the takeaway here.
Breakfast included,
yeah.
You know, possibly welcome drinks at the, you know, there's all kinds of stuff we can do right
and
now.
And a free bus shuttle to the other hotel next door so you can go swimming. So I think is that the message for this episode?
That's it. We're going to do the best we can. That's it.
We are going to do the best we can. It's all about communication. It's all about layering, right?
And right. Booking smart.
Yeah, booking smart and coming up with a solution that is that works for everybody, right?
That's it. We want everybody to be happy and return.
And return, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Don't Look Under the Bed. We appreciate your support of the show. Please subscribe, share, and leave a review. Thank you.